All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're back with Dona Dona. This time I'm gonna get it right. Got him with the other one. Chili dog. Alright, I'm still on skip mode because I'm going back to where it was. Alright, remember this? Attack him first, he's fine, we can fight him. Alright, now my next character. We don't want to Dona Dona her, but we do want to get that. So let's take that out. Now we can get her. And to get her, you just... Yeah. That simple. Doesn't matter. As soon as you get her, she's automatically Dona Dona. See, we got her. Talent secured. Chiyoya Kusasawa. Being looks. Okay. Whoa! Hold on. Oh, turn the skip mode off, and we're gonna go back a little bit. He said, good, we secured the talent. Alright, then let's keep moving. Okay. I'm just getting warmed up. Next time I'm gonna deal the first attack and take them all out. Not so fast, it's as far as we go this time. Huh? What's wrong, Kuma? You all tuckered out? Don't whip out on us, you big baby. That's not it. We might have caught them off guard this time, but this place is still heavily guarded. Now that they know we're here, excuse me, we're gonna do that. Now that they know we're here, they're gonna hit back hard. We'd better be pulling out. We'd be better off pulling out for now. There we go. Oh, come on, the night's still young. It'll only get harder to Dona Dona from here. It just wouldn't be logical. We should get out of here before they spot. Too late. Crap. Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, there's a crap load of them. Yeah, this is bad. This is seriously bad. So we were too slow. Now things are really getting interesting. Should we take them on? Are you kidding? There's no way. And the longer we stand here realizing that, the less likely we'll be able to escape. Aw, oh, can't we beat him up just a little bit? Just a teensy little trial pounding? Money back guaranteed. Seriously, if we hang around here any longer, we're screwed. If you say so, guess the fun ends here for tonight. All right, everybody make a break for it. I'll be your backup, so just move, move, move. Click scram in the bottom right corner. Now, what you see is a shitload of guys. Now, I'm gonna get my ass kicked if I fight them. So let's get the fuck out of here. Too hot. Damn it, another marathon? Yep, those guards on our asses are pissed. Just don't puke like last time, we don't have time for spew breaks. Oh man, that was crazy, wild crazy! Past tense, Zappa, things are still crazy. It's present tense crazy right now. Whoa, whoa, ah! These guys don't give up, they're still on our tail. Now's your time to shine, right, Tortoro? Aren't you gonna sacrifice yourself for us or something? She would say that. I never said I'd sacrifice myself. What the hell are you thinking? Shit, guess we're too slow to act. It's all good. Why waste time knocking on wood when you can be knocking faces in? You seriously don't have a care in the world right now, do you? There they are! After them! Oh crap, these guys are workaholics! This way, there's a back alley. Alright gang, all hands, hard starboard! I'll go last, now move! Capture them, wipe those punks out! Crush the anti-ASO! You just try and stop us, cause we're... Day two, day three. Episode two, intruder. Even though it's day three, it's episode two. I'm still sore after all that running last night. My legs are killing me. It was okay at first, but we just couldn't shake them. Huh? And now for the news. Last night there was a break-in at the ASP offices. The culprits were a group of thieves, and authorities are currently investigating the incident.
Cooler.
Yikes, it's gotta be anti-ASO. It's just gotta be. Those damn terrorists. They're always attacking the Asogi Group's businesses and kidnapping their people. Yeah, they're a bunch of idiots. What does anyone in this city have to complain about? Who's the idiot, you brainwashed sheep? Don't blow our cover. Yeah, it's fine. He's not gonna give us away. That's right. Now let's just take it easy today. Well done, everybody. Cheers! There's no way I can drink this! Any kid who steps up to the challenge is all right by me. Damn you, Kira Kira, what the hell is in this stuff? I'm not sure. I was so focused on getting the gradient just right, I forgot exactly what I used. Who cares what color it is? And here I was thinking how nice it was of you to bring everybody drinks. Oh, and I made that one especially for you, Torotaro. Can't you taste my feelings? It tastes like hate! Pure uncut hate! You avoided the spicy part, so that gets passing marks from me. Look, can't you just feed yourself? This is part of your training, Kuma. Training for what? A job at daycare? I know Shuhei's gaze has been caught by the pink protrusions down my top. Next thing you know, we'll be round the back of the daycare center. She works fast, doesn't she? Who's Shuhei? Here's your next task, Shuhei. Stop calling me Shuhei. What are you doing with that cherry in your mouth? I want you to snatch this cherry from my lips and tie a knot in the stalk with your tongue. Let the cherry lingus begin. Oh, you got a test from Professor Porno, huh? Good luck. Why does it always have to be in public? You're gonna get me arrested. Do you know how bad this looks for me? Whose camera is that? Oh, that's mine, that's mine. I put it there to get the perfect shot of Torotaro's stupid face. You really thought this one through, huh? And I think I might have happened to take a scandalous shot of you in porno, too. I'll send it to you after. No thanks. You should set it as your wallpaper so you can admire it at all times. I'll change it for you later. I said no thanks! I was hoping we could reflect on our hunt at ASP and use what we learned to plan our next attack, but so much for that, I guess. In the end, everybody just ate and left. I did have a feeling it'd pan out that way. Oh, so that must mean our hero Kuma is already thinking about our next plan. The hero thing's stale, and don't start back up with a sage angle next.
Hi, Yusha-sama.
My hero, your princess is just showing her love. Just the thought of you makes my body so hot. There's a certain amount of demand for roleplay like that, but it comes down to the acting skills of the talent. I wasn't actually asking you to rate my acting ability. As for what's next, we don't have much of a choice but to keep hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Hustling, huh? Well, I guess we're not exactly a bunch of goody two-shoes. Nope. Besides, it's the most logical choice. It's not like we can be picky with our methods. We need the cash, right? Yeah, we need money to fund our hunts, and we want to get it in a way that harms society. Hustling solves that equation. We hustle our talent to earn money. We use that cash to gear up. We hunt for more talent and hustle them out too. Rinse and repeat. And then we'll be raking in the cash. What do you plan on doing once we've saved up all this money anyway? We already have a fair amount, don't we? I mean, it's good to work hard, but you don't want to get too carried away. I'm planning on making a big purchase. A big purchase? Ah, you mean a new TV for the living room. The TV we have always takes forever to change channels. No, that's your problem. You fix it. I need a base. I want to buy us a new hideout. Huh? You want to move? But I like the place we have now. It's dangerous to have just one fixed base. Haven't you noticed more guards snooping around the neighborhood? The neighborhood lately. Gah! That's a risk for a young girl's privacy. I actually saw some of them poking around near the back entrance of our base. Ugh, that's so creepy. I'm never gonna be able to take a bath in peace. Try to take this seriously. It's not just your bath that's at risk. If they find our base, there's no guarantee they'll let us live. Aha, sorry, but bath time to a girl is a matter of life and death. Whatever, the point is we need another base. I've already talked it over with Zappa and we've got our sights set on something. Well, if that's the way it has to be, I guess changing hideouts all the time is pretty anti-ASO-ish, huh? We'll only have to move the once because what we're planning on buying is a trailer house. Really? Huh? Trailer house? Wow, that's a good idea. Torotaro says he's a good driver, too. The only thing Torotaro knows how to drive is a forklift. For everything else, he's just winging it. Well, a trailer house sounds like fun. That's more than yokai with me. Well, we're gonna have to start earning money like nobody's business, because it's gonna cost us 10 million yen. 10 mit? Seriously? You sure you're not getting ripped off? Oh, it's a ripoff for sure, but that's the only way we have of getting one. That's why we need to build up our hustling business so we can increase our earnings. ¥10 million? That sounds like a real number, but I'm not sure it exists. It's not that unrealistic. Anyway, just let me worry about that. You got it, boss. So what's our first move? First we need to up the quality of our talent. That means providing them with supplies to increase the quality of their training. Training supplies, so sex stuff, right? Well, if you want to put it bluntly like that. Anyway, I'm off to Mistress's shop. You mean that general store? I didn't know she sold things like that. She'll sell you whatever you want as long as you've got the cash. She's the one who's sorting us out with the trailer house. So she's the one who's ripping you off. Yeah, I haven't been since we I haven't been since we started our hustling business. Afterwards, I was thinking we could hunt around Megumi Street. You're going to Mistress's place? Huh, Tartaro? I thought you were already back at the hideout. So what you're saying is, it's my time to shine? No? A new dungeon is now open for hunting. Megumi Street. Okay. Or is it Megumi? Whatever. A shopping district near the station used to be a bustling center until the 90s. Maintain your hustling talent. You can train or dump them. Check in on or rearrange your hunting squad. You can also use some items such as to increase feeling. Okay. Storage for talent taken by Dona Dona. Anyone in here at the end of the phase gets dumped. Visit the shop. Lineup changes daily. Pretty sure this is where Mistress's shop is. I hope we don't bump into any of the rival clans there, but I guess it'll be... Wow, rival clans? I guess it'll be fine. That shop's a non-aggression zone. So what are you after? Why'd you follow me here? Come on now, don't think you can beat me to the punch, Kuma. What are you talking about? Are you still trying to play dumb with me? I know you're making excuses to go see Mistress. I need to buy items to increase the quality of our talent. Weren't you listening to a word I said? Is that really all? Well, whatever you say, let's go. Jeez. You in, Mistress? Ah, is that you, Kuma? Hello and welcome to Vile Vine. You've been neglecting me for so long, I've been so lonely. Well, I'm here because I've got some things I need to buy. Can you show me the list? Ah, Kuma, you always cut straight to the chase. Start off with a friendly greeting and then gradually ease into the business talk. That's illogical. It's a pleasure to see you again, my mistress. Ah, and you must be, Tunataro? Welcome. No, I'm... I'm kidding. Of course I know your name. Turkey Taro. It's Tora. Tora Taro. I knew that. See, Kuma? This is how you ease into the business talk. Really? Because it looks to me more... Well, it looks more to me like you just broke a customer's heart. The pain! But a guy's gotta hope. I'm just gonna let Torotaro have a moment to himself. Anyway, you said you sell hustling-related equipment. Have you got any? Oh, is Nayuta getting into hustling? Flat and the Shinonome clan are pushing it hard lately, too. Man, if you're a woman in that city... I mean, damn, you're just gonna get snatched up, right? Yep, so you got the items, or what? Of course, I've got everything you'll ever need from the cradle to the grave. Here's the list. Damn, next week's issue. This chapter isn't even out yet. Holy moly! 28,000 yen for a DVD player. Compact dresser. Compact makeup station. Monaural speakers? Really? They don't have stereo speakers, they have monaural. Okay, back in the day, that's what they used to use? I have two. I don't have any flyers. But because I bought that, I'm fucked on the DVD player. So I don't want to buy anything else yet. Weird, they're like, yeah, we'll just let you go. I mean, what happens to the girls they let go? I mean, wouldn't they rat on, hey, I was taken prisoner in a sex trafficking? It's like, all right, man, you do what you gotta do. Just, I don't know, I'm really confused here. There's some dark shit that's going on in the back that I don't know about. Okay, that was cool. Alright, let's look at our talent. Weirdly well liked by the elderly, but is in a band. She can't hold her liquor. Alright. Her looks are a B. Brought her up a little bit. I don't know, I think there's some guys that would say she's higher than a B, right? Got that nerdy look, I think there's guys into that. Of course I know there's guys into that. Look how popular Futara got. Oh shit, she needs a pill, brah. That's just a one-day pill. Here, read this. It's like, okay, you kidnap me, you give me some lingerie and a sex book, and that's it? And a birth control pill, of course. She's obedient and domestic. Put her up a little bit. Alright, now here's the other girl. I can't do shit with them. Okay, so they can get new weapons and stuff. Train built. Just a shame that Rance won't appear in this, you know? You figure they'd give him a shout out. We gotta get some money so I can buy that DVD player that she's selling for a lot. Oh man, we got the same man. Got two B incomes. We got one A income. All we got. The hell's wrong with her fear? I think we did them all good. Yep. Oh no. We did bad with the man that had all the money. But we still made a lot of money. Now I can go buy that shit. And guess what? I saw one of the seniors making out with someone behind the school building. Really? It's like something out of a... It's like something out of a romance show. He must have all been like, Inui, let me taste those sweet lips. Why me? I don't know, Nui. You look all innocent. You look all innocent, but maybe you get some action on the side. No way. Nope, nope, nope. I don't. Bullshit. Hey, Inui, you on your way home? Hi, mister. Hey, you seem as cheerful as always. Just be sure not to stay out too late, okay? I mean, that guy, he's like he's got the gym behind him. He's like, he's carrying a great big set of barbells, you know, just... It gets dangerous when it's dark, you know? I won't, thanks. You know him? I think he lives nearby. I sometimes see him patrolling around at night. Really? He seems like a nice guy. Yeah, but all he's really doing is walking around. I mean, it's a soggy city. I don't know. I hear there's been some pretty shady people wandering around at night lately. Ha ha! Those are just rumors, Keio. There's nobody like that in this city. Maybe you're right. Oh yeah, wanna go to that ice cream shop? They're 30% off today. You mean the one on Megumi Street? Oh, we have to go there! I know, right? Come on, let's-a-go! Let's-a-go! Alright, so I'm kind of getting into this one now. It's pretty fun. Let's see. Like, you always get a chance to get some upgrade with these, so don't miss them. Alright. Okay, chili dog, lemonade, vehicle gummies. Vehicle gummies? Cute. Oh, okay, they're little. Alright. That's healing items, by the way. I mean, it says heal literally right there, so you'd have to be blind to see that. Base, next week's issue. Train, bath salts. Not those bath salts, not the ones from that guy in Florida that turned into a zombie, or, well, started acting like a zombie. We definitely don't want to give the girls those kind of bath salts, as I said earlier. Now this increases the looks items by 40%. These are all really fucking good items. Just gonna tell you right now, from my history of playing these kind of games, all this shit you want to buy. Because that increases everything by a permanent 40%. So, let's do this. Now we cannot buy that anymore. And you have to wait till you get a shitload of money to get that up again. But you can rank them too. See how it says rank 1? So, there'll be another version of it, and you'll buy it again, and then you'll buy it again, and it'll get better and better. I mean, come on, this is basic RPG shit. And maybe a sex-based RPG, but it's still an RPG. Bath salts. Definitely gonna get those bath salts. And you do have to buy that shit, because, I mean, if you're going to use it on these girls, you're going to have to buy it. 20, buy, like, one of every fucking thing, seriously. Just so you have it, because we're still starting out, and we still have 1,600. 16,000, rather. Ooh. Thanks, pleasure doing business with you, and pon pon pon, you've earned yourself 3 points. What's this card for? It's a point card, your smooch points card. Is this some new store campaign? Nope, I made it special for you, Kuma. Earn enough points, and guess what? You'll earn yourself a kiss from little old me. Did you just scrunch it up, you jerk? How dare you silently toss it like that? Yeah, why are you gonna turn down her? Come on. Damn it, Kuma, you better watch how you treat an adult woman. She keeps her business quiet, doesn't she? Achievement unlocked, early investment. Okay. Hustle Appreciation Day, there's a bunch of clients. Oh, there's schedules. On day 7, it's Hustle Appreciation Day. We've got a sale on day 9. And on day 12, we have another. We got Hustle Desperation Day. Huh. Interesting. Well, I think that's about enough for now. If you guys like this and want me to actually continue playing the game, let me know. Because just like Eve Nicole, this is a game, and it's going to be RPG shit. Just like you're seeing on YouTube. I'm pretty sure there's playthroughs on this game where they've taken out the sex scenes. But this one will actually show them. Because we can do that. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out, and I'll see you next time on Grim Sentai Games Corner with maybe more Dona Dona. We'll see how this works, because I'm going to draw both videos tomorrow. So if you're seeing them both, awesome, because that was my fucking goal.